Forge hot. But if I nail iron to it... did I say anything about iron? The horn took a stone out of the wall, a foot from Jason's head. He gave in. You'll have to come in to keep it calm, then, he said. I've never shot a stallion like this, and without two men and a boy hanging on to it.
It'll do when it's told, Granny promised. It can't cross me.
It murdered old Scrope, said Nanny Og. I wouldn't mind him killing it.
Then shame on you, woman, said Granny. It's an animal. Animals can't murder. Only us superior races can murder. That's one of the things that sets us apart from animals. Give me that sack.
She towed the fighting animal through the big double doors, and a couple of the villagers hurriedly swung them shut. A moment later, a hoof kicked a hole in the planking. Ridcully arrived at a run, his huge crossbow slung over his shoulder.
They told me the, unicorn had turned up again.
Another board splintered.
In there?
Nanny nodded.
She dragged it all the way from down the woods, she said. But the damn thing's savage.
Nanny Og rubbed her nose.
Yes, well, but, she's qualified, ain't she, when it comes to unicorn taming? Nothing to do with witchcraft. What do you mean? I thought there was some things everyone knew about trapping unicorns, said Nanny archly. Who could trap 'em is what I'm delicately hinting at. She always could run faster than you, couldn't Esme? She could outdistance any man.
Ridcully stood there with his mouth open.
Now me, said Nanny, I'd always trip over first old tree root I came to. Took me ages to find one sometimes.
You mean, after I went, she never...
Don't get soft ideas. It's all one at our time of life anyway, said Nanny. It'd never have crossed her mind if you hadn't turned up.
An associated thought seemed to strike her.
You haven't seen Casanunda, have you?
Hello, my little rosebud, said a cheerful, hopeful voice.
Nanny didn't even turn round.
You do turn up when people aren't looking, she said.
Famed for it, Mrs. Og.
There was silence from inside the forge. Then they could make out the tap-tap-tap of Jason's hammer.
What are they doing in there? Said Ridcully.
It's stopping it kicking, whatever it is, said Nanny.
What was in the sack, Mrs. Og? Said Casanunda.
What she told me to get, said Nanny. Her old silver tea set, family heirloom. I've only ever seen it but twice, and once was just now when I put it in the sack. I don't think she's ever used it. It's got a cream jug shaped like a humorous cow.
More people had arrived outside the forge. The crowd stretched all the way across the square. The hammering stopped. Jason's voice, quite close, said,
We're coming out now.
They're coming out now, said Nanny.
What did she say?
She said they're coming out now.
They're coming out now.
The crowd pulled back. The doors swung open. Granny emerged, leading the unicorn. It walked sedately, muscles moving under its white coat like frogs in oil, and its hooves clattered on the cobbles. Ridcully couldn't help noticing how they shone. It walked politely alongside the witch until she reached the centre of the square, then she turned it loose and gave it a light slap on the rump. It whinnied softly, turned, and galloped down the street towards the forest. Nanny Og appeared silently behind Granny Weatherwax as she watched it go.
Silver shoes, she said quietly. They'll last no time at all.
And silver nails, they'll last for long enough, said Granny, speaking to the world in general. And she'll never get it back, though she calls it for 1,000 years.
Shoeing the unicorn, said Nanny, shaking her head. Only you'd think of shoeing a unicorn, Esme.
I've been doing it all me life, said Granny.
Now the unicorn was a speck on the moorland. As they watched, it disappeared into the evening gloom. Nanny Og sighed and broke whatever spell there was.
So, that's it, then.
Yes.
Are you going to the dance up at the castle?
Are you?
Well, Mr. Casanunda did ask if I could show him the long man. You know, properly. I suppose it's him being a dwarf. They're very interested in earthworks.
Can't get enough of them, said Casanunda.
Granny rolled her eyes.
Act your age, Githa.
Act? Don't have to act. Can do it automatic, said Nanny. Acting half my age. Now, that's the difficult trick.